USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccine process will begin very quickly once it's approved.
We have the vaccines there the next day after approval, and hopefully people will start to be immunized, I would say within 48 hours from the approval.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Monsef Slawi says doses of the vaccine will be ready to be shipped within 24 hours of approval. Leaders from around the world taking part in the G20 summit on Sunday, virtually, of course. In President Trump's prepared remarks, he discusses why he pulled America out of the Paris Climate Accord.
I withdrew the United States from the unfair and one-sided Paris Climate Accord. The Paris Accord was not designed to save the environment. It was designed to kill the American economy.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As coronavirus cases across the nation continue to spike, many states are imposing lockdowns, including California. Starting Saturday night, in a majority of California, all businesses except essential ones had to shut down from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. local time. This bar and restaurant owner telling CBS News,
"It's against everything I think that America stands for. There's no way anyone's going to tell me I have to stay in my house."
The same holds true in Denver, with this restaurant owner saying,
"Ultimately, we don't have a significant federal response to support anything, restaurants especially. So I think it's huge. If you want businesses to be there when this is all done, then you need to support them now."
SpaceX is celebrating another successful launch of its Falcon 9 rocket. The private company sent a NASA satellite into orbit from Vandenberg Air Force Base on Saturday. This is part of a joint U.S.-European project to measure global sea level rise. The satellite data will help improve weather forecasts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are new lows in the percentage of Americans reporting that they or someone they know in their household have been victimized by a crime. From the USA Radio News Dallas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
The rates for seven different crimes: break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with the religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning tomorrow. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.